Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Het Mishnah Dalin. Mishnah says, Heresh Shoteh V'Katan Begi'atan Ra'a, fighting with a deaf mute, with a mentally incompetent person, or a child, is always harmful for the person who's fighting him. It's a lose-lose situation. How? Ha'chovel Bahin Hayav. If you wound them, you're obligated to make the five payments, or whatever would apply to that individual, because not every one of the five payments would apply to each person that we mentioned above, but some of them would. So therefore, if you hurt them, you have to pay them. But if they wound others, if they hurt you, they are exempt from making any payments, because we say they are not responsible for their actions. Ha'eved v'ha'isha pigi'atan ra'a. Same thing, if you fight with a Kanani slave or with a married woman, it's always going to be a lose-lose situation. It's always harmful for you. Ha'chovel bahin hayav. If you hurt them, if you wound them, you're obligated to make the payment to them. V'hem shehavlu ba'aherim piturim. But if they wound others, they are exempt from making any payments, because the Eved has no money of his own. Whatever he acquires automatically goes to his master. And a wife also, she doesn't have her own property, but her husband gets it, and she is not allowed to take it from him. She can't deprive him of what he has rights to by giving it away or paying damages. So anything that she has is at the disposal of her husband, so she can't really give it away to somebody else to take care of any monetary obligations. Aval mishalimin le'ahar zman. But they possibly, if they cause damage, would be liable to pay for it later on in time. Nidgaresha ha'isha. Let's say the woman got divorced. Nishtaharin ha'eved, or the slave became freed, and then later on in life they have the property of their own. We say hayavin leshalim. Then they become obligated to pay for the damages that they did earlier while the woman was married, or while the slave was a slave, even though now he's free. So they have to take care of their earlier debts that they had later on in life, possibly if she ever becomes divorced, or if the slave ever gets freed.